Musician John Rauhaus has spent most of his career behind the scenes playing second fiddle, or in his case, guitar and pedal steel, for other country musicians. Rauhaus has set out lately on his own. He just released his second solo album called Steel Guitar Rodeo. Reviewer Meredith Oakes says this new release is a dazzling display of genres that play steel guitar in a prominent role, including Western swing and Hawaiian instrumentals.
It's hard to remake Western swing and get it right. A freewheeling mix of big band jazz, country, and pop, it requires top-notch musicianship. John Rauhaus has the chops and the sensibility to pull it off. His take on classic Western swing is just off-kilter enough to avoid gratuitous revivalism, while he breathes new life into this very specific style. Though he plays just about any instrument with strings on it, John Rauhaus celebrates the steel guitar on his solo albums, and he explores a number of musical genres to do just that. On this song, Rauhaus digs into the instrument's Hawaiian roots, conjuring island musicians who first put the back of a knife blade to steel string guitars and marveled at the dreamy sound that it created. On this album, John Rauhaus enlists some of the alternative country musicians he's worked with in the past.
Tell me, where do they go? The smoke rings are blown at night.
This ode to the cigarette was recorded by Les Paul and Mary Ford in 1952. And on this version, singer Kelly Hogan plays Mary Ford to Rauhaus's Les Paul. The two make it easy to imagine a time when smoking was glamorous, or at least legal in bars.
Why do they seem to picture a dream of love? Why do they fade like phantom parade above?
Sure, Rauhaus is a musical hotshot who invokes flashy guitarists like Jimmy Bryant and Joe Mathus. But he and his cohort add hip good taste to his string bending wizardry. And that's what makes their reinvention of this music so much fun to listen to.
The album is called Steel Guitar Rodeo by John Rauhaus. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.